taking news off our LinkedIn page today. New tech updates, new products, new information, just new news, guys. So before we move forward, go ahead, like, and subscribe to our channel and below, and it helps us with the YouTube algorithm. Lets us know that we're doing a good job providing value to you guys in the tech community, and, you know, all that shebang, guys. So go ahead, click the like and subscribe button. Without further ado, let's take news from our LinkedIn page today, guys. Also, guys, if you haven't followed us on LinkedIn yet, we'll leave a link in the description below, as well as our other social media channels too, so you can follow and, you know, follow our social media on other platforms as well. Without further ado, let's get started for today. So we got NVIDIA is nerfing its new RTX 3060 for Ethereum cryptocurrency mining. NVIDIA is purposely making its new RTX 3060 graphics cards less efficient to mine Ethereum cryptocurrencies. New drivers that will accompany the release of the GPUs later this month will reduce the hash rate of Ethereum mining by around 50% using software detection for cryptocurrency mining. So that's very, very, very efficient. Interesting, guys. So let's just talk about more information on that, right? For you guys that like mining cryptocurrency, you guys like mining Ethereum. We know that the price of Ethereum right now, as we speak, is a little bit above $2,000. So it's definitely at its all-time highs right now. It's definitely looking good. So, you know, a quote that comes from, you know, Matt from Wibbling, head of marketing at NVIDIA, he says that we designed the GeForce GPUs for gamers, and gamers are clamoring for more, right? So yet NVIDIA GPUs are programmable, and users are constantly discovering new applications for them, from weather simulation and gene sequencing to deep learning and robotics. Mining cryptocurrencies is one of them. It's clear NVIDIA is making the changes to try to help with the availability of its GeForce products. NVIDIA is offering a new cryptocurrency processor, right? Cryptocurrency mining processor, so the CMP, for Ethereum miners instead. So these will include the best performance for mining and efficiency, but they won't handle graphics at all. NVIDIA says that CMP products crucially don't impact the availability of GeForce GPUs to gamers, right? So as you can see, this is what the processor looks like. Honestly, guys, this really looks interesting. It just looks like a gold GPUs board. As you can see, you know, it's very, like, you know, gold copper color, so very interesting, right? So the CMP products won't have display inputs, so they can be more densely packed into the system designed for mining. NVIDIA is also ensuring CPMs have lower peak, core voltage, and frequency to improve the big power requirements associated with Ethereum mining. With CMP, we can help miners build the most efficient data centers while preserving GeForce RTX GPUs for gamers, right? Says Wobbling. While the introduction of a dedicated option for miners is welcomed, NVIDIA's move to specifically nerf mining performance on the RX T3060 is likely to receive some criticism. It's an artificial limit imposed with software restrictions that's been put in place because NVIDIA is struggling to make enough GPUs to satisfy demand. So the entire industry, from gathering to car manufacturing, is affected by chip shortages right now. NVIDIA clearly feels now is the right time to respond to GPU demand by ensuring what's likely to be its most popular new GPU is focused purely on gaming, right? So this is very interesting, guys, right? So, the new RX T3060 for Ethereum, you know, cryptocurrency mining, guys. Very, very big move by NVIDIA. Very, very good strides. And if you want to learn more about this too, guys, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and then you can definitely learn about more there. Moreover, guys, we got news on Comcast. So Comcast is yet again delaying its data cap rollout to 12 states, this time until 2022. If you live in one of the last states where Comcast hasn't rolled out in data caps, you're getting another reprieve, right? So the company has announced that it's now pushing back the rollout to sometime in 2022. the 1.2 terabyte data caps, which incur extra charges if users go over them, were originally slated to roll out in March, but were then delayed until July. Comcast hasn't said specifically when next year the rollout would occur, right? So it's delaying its data cap rollout to 12 states, right? So, this is interesting news, right? So it's looking like they're taking a little bit more time. Let's see, more news on kind of what does that mean maybe for your state, right? What does that mean? So these caps will be familiar if you don't live in the Comcast Northeast region, which consists of Connecticut, Delaware, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Vermont, West Virginia, and the District of Columbia, along with parts of North Carolina and Ohio. Most of Comcast customers have dealt with them for years, and that won't be changing. Even though the new rollout is delayed, Comcast told ARS Technica that its customers in 27 other states wouldn't be getting a break from the caps and the overage fees. The ISP's reasoning for the delay, according to the announcement, is that the company realizes that the data plan was new for its customers in the Northeast and it wanted to provide them with more time to become familiar with the new plan. This isn't a courtesy the company extended to other states when it expanded the data caps to them, apart from the one or two free outages months, right? But to be fair, there also wasn't a global pandemic going on during those rollouts. So however, it seems obvious that Comcast doesn't need to implement data caps in order to provide service. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to keep delaying the rollout, nor would it have been able to keep the region data cap free for years, right? It's unclear whether the company will use the added delay to reconsider its planned rollout, despite the lack of popularity of the plan with both customers and lawmakers. So this is very, very interesting news, guys, right? So if you want to learn more about these delays and the data cap rollouts, within your state too, you can go ahead, guys, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more there, okay? Moreover, guys, we got Apple's Magic Keyboard is still $100 off at several retailers, right? So with the right keyboard accessory, you can transform your iPad into a laptop. Apple's Magic Keyboard for the 11-inch iPad Pro and 4th generation iPad Air can add a laptop-like experience to either tablet. It includes a set of backlit keys and a trackpad. At $300, the Magic Keyboard accessory is not cheap, but you can find sometimes it at a much lower price. It is currently going for over $200 at Amazon and Walmart. Right, guys? So if you're looking for the Apple Magic Keyboard, it looks like it's $100 off at these retailers, right? If you want to learn more about where you can, you can just find the link and buy the keyboard. Go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you'll be able to do so as well. So moreover, we got news on Volkswagen, right? So this is more on EV, so electric vehicles. So VW's next electric SUV, the ID.5 Coupe, will go into production in 2021, guys. So this is looking really, really cool. Right, so we have Volkswagen confirmed that its next electric vehicle, the ID.5, will start production in Germany in the second half of 2021. The first pilot series of the ID.5 has already started in production, the automaker confirmed in a recent tweet. So the ID.5 will be a coupe version of the ID.4 compact SUV, which went on sale in Europe, China, and North America in late 2020. The ID.4 is the first vehicle built on VW's modular MEB electric architecture to be available in North America. Its predecessor, the hatchback ID.3, is only being sold in Europe, right? So let's see if there's any more pictures, maybe see if there's a video on this new EV. It's looking really cool, as you can see, this Volkswagen here, this electric hybrid Volkswagen here in the first photo. Looks really cool, guys. And we can see also, it looks like this is in German or European language. But you can also see this photo on Twitter here, just the production line and definitely the production of the cars here as well too. So it looks really, really interesting, guys, right? So the ID.5 may also fail to reach the side of the Atlantic Ocean. A VW spokesperson said there are no plans to bring the car to the U.S. at the moment. Right, so a rough translation of that tweet, like up here, we don't even know what this is. So a rough translation reads, it's official. On the VW ID.3 and the VW ID.4 follows the VW ID.5. So as hashtag VW Mark Boss Raf Banstetter in a conversation with WN Wolfsburg announced that coupe SUV will be sold in a Zukwaki built market launch second half of 2021. So the first pilot series are already running e-mobility, right? So hashtag e-mobility. Right, so all these electric cars, very, very interesting, guys. VW's ID electric lineup also includes concept versions of the large SUV, a dune buggy, and a revamped version of its iconic microbus, for which VW has also promised a delivery variant. All are being built on Volkswagen's modular electric vehicle platform known as MEV. The ID family of vehicles won't be VW's first foray into battery-powered drivetrains, right? So the e-Golf was first launched in 2012, but the discontinued in 2020 as the automaker shifts focus to its MEB-built vehicles. VW's subsidiary, Porsche's first all-electric sports car, the Taycan, went on sale in 2019. So the e-tron, the first battery electric SUV from Volkswagen, group-owned Audi debuted in 2018. Together, these vehicles represent the tip of the spear in VW's effort to dominate the emerging EV market, right? So they're also crucial in helping VW turn the page on the now six-year-old Dieselgate scandal, on which VW was accused of installing illegal software in 11 million diesel cars in order to trick emissions tests, right? So it's good that they're finally dealing with this issue because there's no way that any customers want any tricked out, you know, diesel cars so they'll fail emissions tests, right? That's definitely not what customers are paying for in the experience of Volkswagen or even for the product, right? So nobody wants illegal software downloaded or anything like that, right, guys? So this is very cool, guys, that the ID.5 is in production. It looks like it's definitely going to be more production in Germany and being releasing in Germany and Europe first before going and coming to North America and the US, right, guys? So again, guys, if you want to learn more about this information, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, you'll be able to learn more about that too. Moreover, guys, we got Street Fighter icons Chun-Li and Ryu are joining Fortnite, right? So we have famous video game Fortnite. Famous video game fighter Chun-Li may not be in the new Mortal Kombat movie, but she and fellow Street Fighter icon Ryu will be playable characters in Fortnite, guys, soon. So both Chun-Li and Ryu will be available in Fortnite's in-game shop on Saturday, February 20th, which is today, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So that is really cool, guys, for you guys that are Fortnite fans, you guys love playing Fortnite, you guys that are Mortal Kombat fans, you guys that are Street Fighter fans. That's really, really cool. Looks like they're doing a just a playable character upload. It's really, really nice, right? So Chun-Li and Ryu are the first video game stars to appear in Fortnite this season, right? So fans have also had the chance to pick up skins based on Kratos from the God of War, right? And Master Chief from Halo. So that's really cool, guys. If you're in Fortnite, now you can actually play as Kratos from God of War. You can play as a Street Fighter character, Ryu. So Ryu, if you guys don't know, is this Street Fighter character here. This guy over here with the red bandana. And then the Lady Chun-Li is over here to the left. She's from Mortal Kombat as well, character from Mortal Kombat. So this is really, really big, big updates by Fortnite. It looks like Fortnite's been doing lots of modifications and updates to their game. And it's really, really selling out really well too. So it's really good. Moreover, guys, we got NASA. Big news on NASA, right? So yesterday, NASA landed a rover named Perseverance on Mars. Mars 1, along with 2 million other people, watched the landing happen live on YouTube. It was beautiful. I mean, here's the little robot dude that's traveled millions and millions of miles through bareness of space, and now it's hanging out on Mars, right, taking pics and specific samples, right? So Perseverance joins older sibling Curiosity on the surface of the red planet, right? So hope they have a nice time together. All right, let's just see more information on this. Let's see if there's any more photos on this. This is a really big news by NASA, right? So and I think we definitely talked about this yesterday as well too, guys. And you know, definitely big news on that, you know, for them, right? So as you can see, this photo here taking photos on Mars, and we just get to see how the planet Mars looks like, right? This has been years we've been trying to figure out how it looks like. You could also see this is the technological device here too that landed on Mars, and I was able to take pictures and go through space as well. So it looks like there's no other photos here, but as you can see, very, very, very big accomplishment. So very, you know, tops off to NASA. Hats off to NASA for that for sure. All right, if you guys are trying to learn more too about this, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and it'll give you more information on that accomplishment as well. All right, we also have Instacart, guys. So all these food delivering, ride-sharing services. So Instacart, Uber, Lyft, Postmates, and DoorDash totally conned you into tapping for Prop 22. So Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Instacart, Postmates spent over $200 million campaigning for Proposition 22, the most expensive ballot measure in California history, successfully convincing voters that they couldn't properly pay and protect their workers if they were forced to classify them as full employees, at least not without cutting back service or substantially raising the price you pay, right? So that's kind of crazy, guys, right? So what does that mean, really? Like, you know, what does that mean for the average consumer? But now the dust has settled. Every single gig economy company that backed Prop 22 has raised those prices anyways. Instacart was the last to join the bait and switch today. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, Caroline said, who previously told us in January exactly how much some of these companies are charging Californians to pay for their worker benefits? $1 to $2 per meal with Uber, $1.50 with Grubhub, $1.50 per ride with Lyft, and a whole additional 3% increase per order with Instacart for a total of 8%, though it doesn't apply to the company's express subscription plan yet. Postmates is charging as much as $2.50 extra per order. So that's crazy. So it looks like this is hitting the average consumer, right? You know, how much this government are charging for Californians to pay for worker benefits, right? So it's charging, right? So a total of 8%, through the company's subscription, right? So that's kind of ridiculous, guys, right? So Instacart, as you can see, this tweet here from Gig Workers Rising. So Instacart threatened to increase prices if they lost Prop 22. Now that they've won, they're still raising them anyways, right? So gig corporations have no shame. We cannot let them roll this horrible law out to other states as well too. Wow. So this is definitely hitting the average consumer paying for Instacart. That's kind of crazy. So it looks like they're using those types of taxes to pay for Prop 22, right? So just to be clear, these companies explicitly push voters into supporting Prop 22 to avoid higher prices. Uber CEO publicly said prices would increase between 20 and 40% in big California cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles, and up to double in smaller towns. In California's official voter guide, which accompanied mail-in ballots, supporters of the bill warned there would be significantly higher consumer prices if Prop 22 failed to pass. Companies like Uber and Lyft succeeded in part due to those scare tactics, and by appealing to voters that they could help workers get more protections and higher pay this way instead of potentially putting those workers' jobs at risk. The problem didn't help. The app companies bombarded both drivers and passengers with messages using their own apps, which triggered a lawsuit from drivers who claimed Uber was bullying them. Right, but there's still an open question whether Prop 22 is actually helping workers, regardless of how much we're paying to supposedly make that happen. The Guardian reported yesterday that some drivers claim pay has actually fallen, right, and the job has become less reliable. And this is kind of true too. And just stepping aside from, you know, this article, guys, you know, even, you know, driving or even taking, being a Lyft rider around in the Boston area, just talking to some of these Lyft drivers personally, I used to drive Uber, you know, just talking about how the pay has taken such a hit for the workers and the drivers. Because I remember driving Uber, discussing with some Uber drivers, driving Uber back in 2017, 2018, pay was really good. You know, you can wake up early in the morning, wake up, you know, I'd usually wake up 4 or 5 in the morning, and I'd head out, you know, for the day. You know, I'd have rides on rides on rides, and, you know, making really good money, hundreds of dollars a day, sometimes a little bit even more. You know, weekly pay was amazing, but, you know, you can stay out, right, till, you know, from the morning until the next morning if you wanted to, or from the morning until night, or, you know, whenever, right? But it looks like, you know, they've definitely cut pay. And this is definitely probably one of the reasons why, because of Prop 22, right? So in the UK, Uber just lost a 5-year legal battle today over a similar issue, which will give workers their guaranteed minimum wage, paid holiday, and other protections, though they will not necessarily be employees, right? You got to understand, guys, you're an Uber worker, you're self-employed, you're a 1099 worker, right? But here in the US, where Prop 22 succeeded, it's open the door for other parts of the country to potentially replace many regular employees with contractors too. Bloomberg has a good piece you should read about what the future might look like, for better or for worse, right? So that's very, very, very interesting, guys. And any other news that comes up with this situation, guys, we'll definitely keep in contact and let you know. We'll keep you guys updated. But definitely, yeah, guys, for you guys that do Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Instacart, Postmates, you know, keep doing your thing. You know what I mean? You guys are on the front lines. You guys are working really hard. We definitely appreciate these services. You guys should be getting paid what you're worth, right? You're doing the service to society and to the community. Some people that may have disabilities, can't really go shopping or can't really drive, need services like this. And, you know, workers definitely need to be paid what they deserve. Moreover, guys, we got the Audi's Penrose gaming headset nails almost everything except for comfort, right? So the Audi's Penrose has almost everything I want, right, in a wireless gaming headset, according to this article, right? Its high-end planner magnetic drivers deliver rich, balanced sound quality that's easily superior to other models I've tested recently. It's feature pack 2 with individual volume and microphone levels, USB-C charging, the option for wired connectivity via 3.5mm, as well as support for simultaneous Bluetooth 5.0 audio connections. As a gaming headset, it's stacked, which it should be for something that costs $300, right? So let's see. It looks like a really nice headphone, you know, from this picture. Let's see if there's any videos, any more pictures of the headphones that it looks like. As you can see this photo here, this nice kind of mesh material inside of the ear cup here, looking really comfortable, kind of, you know, nice design, hard scale shell outside, nice blue rim that circles around the ear muff as well. And we can see this photo here has a nice USB-C port on the bottom of the bottom of the earmuff, kind of near the antenna as well. And we can see this photo here, it looks like it has some volume adjustment also on the earmuff as well too, looking very nice. You can see the USB-C as well to connect, you know, via Bluetooth on your, you know, on your computer or device. It's very nice, guys. So it looks like The Verge rated this headphone 7.5 out of 10. So, you know, the good stuff with this headphone, guys, it's fantastic sound quality, flush with connectivity, good sound isolation. It has volume and microphone volume dials, right? So the bad stuff is it falls heavy on the head with a tight squeeze, right? So it's pretty expensive, $300, still under the AirPods Max, which are $600, $500 to $600. So still $300, still a good amount of change. And the other con is lackluster battery life, right? So definitely check these headphones out, guys. Definitely really, really nice. It looks like that particular model that Audi sent along for review, it's made to be compatible with PS4 and PS5 consoles, which is really good, and with PC via 2.4 gigahertz wireless receiver. It also works with Nintendo Switch, even though that isn't advertised. It's clad black with blue trim is to signify which family of consoles it was signified for. The company also makes an Xbox version called the Penrose X that has a green trim, and that model's unique receiver has two position toggle switch that lets it work with Microsoft proprietary wireless tech in one mode than on PC and the other. Otherwise, it's the same hardware, right? So it looks, that's pretty cool, guys, right? So again, this is something that's compatible with PlayStation, so PS4 and PS5, as well as the Nintendo Switch. So it looks like they have one for the Xbox, the Penrose X. So that's pretty cool too. But I know lots of consumers, lots of Xbox players are just going to get the original Microsoft Xbox wireless headphones to play on, you know, live, which is definitely cheaper. It's only $100 versus $300. But hey, if you have a PS4 or PS5 and this is $300, this better, you know, the quality better be really high quality, and I bet it is, honestly. But playing on the PS5 would be definitely amazing with these two. So definitely check these out. If you want to learn more about this headphones too, guys, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more there. Moreover, guys, we got Diablo 2 is getting remastered for console and PC. So Diablo 2 is getting a big overhaul and new remaster. After a few leaks, Blizzard officially announced Diablo 2 Resurrected at its online-only edition of BlizzCon 2021. The new version of the game, which first launched back in 2000, will launch this year on PC, Switch, PS4, PS5, Xbox Series X, and S, with cross-progression between PC and console. The HD remaster will include both the base game and the expansion, and its expansion, Lord of Destruction, right? So it looks like this is going to be a remaster, guys, all right? And it's going to be an online edition. This is Diablo 2. Now, honestly, guys, I know in our last episode too, we went over and we saw the trailer for Diablo 4, and that one looks crazy. You know, we watched the cinematic trailer, really struck a chord. That game looks absolutely ridiculous, looks crazy. Now they're doing a kind of a remaster with this new Diablo 2. It looks like it'd just be online. So that should be really cool. Really cool, guys. All right. Let's actually see if there's any, you know, videos on this as well. If there's any photos, if there's any trailers, right? All right. It does look like it's a trailer. Let's see. Okay. Perfect. Let's watch this 2-minute trailer, guys. Okay, guys, so that is the Diablo 2 Resurrected, guys, as well. You know, so we'll definitely keep you guys updated on the release date of this, once it drops as well, too. So definitely we'll keep you guys updated as well. This, you know, that definitely didn't look as nice as Diablo 4 because this is Diablo 2. This is an older version, so the graphics are probably not going to look as, you know, unique or definitely as nice as the Diablo 4. But hey, if you guys are fans, this is definitely good news to know. All right, guys. Also, we have this is an e-bike. So e-bikes are definitely on the rise, guys. Looks like a lot of things electric or, you know, on the rise, and e-bikes are certainly the case, guys. So we have Furo Systems Aventa e-bike review. So the icebreaker. So the Aventa is a new electric bike with a secret. Its battery is removable despite the clean design, right? So London-based Furo System just launched the Aventa series of pedal assist e-bikes into the European market. A powerful US model is planned for this later year or early in 2022 if the double whammy of COVID and Brexit creates the undue complications, right? So that looks very, very interesting. Let's definitely take a look at this e-bike just to see if there's any photos of it or anything like that. See, this e-bike is here. It looks like he's riding on ice here. Very cool. You can see at this GIF. You can see more photos here. The clap-on rear lamp, quick release saddle here. You can see this bike definitely looks very, very nice, very clean. You can see the limit, kind of the kilometer limit, so the speedometer up front here, very, very nice LCD display, right? very, very cool, very, very interesting, guys. It's a nice bike when you're looking at it, right? It is definitely a nice bike, right? So the entry-level Aventapura is a lot of bike for the price, coming in at 400 euros, less than the Vanmoof S3, which has become a benchmark of sorts for commuter e-bikes. The Aventapura also has a removable battery, unlike the S3, and that might make all the difference for many buyers. True, the Aventapura doesn't have all the G-Wiz features you'll find on premium e-bikes at 2,000 euros and above, but expensive features like integrated security, theft recovery, and at-home servicing, crash detection, and apps that recommend the least polluted bike routes are ultimately just nice to haves. Not critical functions of an electric bike, the Fero Systems Aventapura is an attractive, inexpensive, and bare bones e-bike for commuters. It will get you from A to B and back safely and reliably, and likely well into the future. And honestly, what more do you need? The Aventapura is a great icebreaker for anyone wanting an introduction to an e-bike commuting, right? So definitely check that out, guys. The Aventapura, definitely check this e-bike out for you guys that are interested, guys. It looks like also, lastly, The Verge rated this bike a 7 out of 10, right? So the good stuff from this bike is removable battery and a clean design. It has great value for the money, smooth, mostly quiet ride. The bad stuff for this bike that they say is that it's entry-level components, still saddles, and a huge logo without the prestige, right? So yeah, that's what I'll, you know, one thing about this bike, it is a nice bike, but there's no really, this just looks like a regular old bike, right? If it didn't say e-bike or maybe even systems on it, right, I wouldn't even know that this was an e-bike. I would have thought this was just a regular bike, right? But this definitely has you know, electronic components to it. I wish they, yeah, like it says, it has more kind of grand charisma to it, right? And just more design, better design. Honestly, the design is not super bad. Just wish it had more oomph to it, but not super bad, guys. But definitely check this out, the Aventa e-bike. This is definitely a go. All right, guys. And lastly, we got electronic editions, right? So with EAD shopping online, has never been easier and more secure. So Electronic Editions is more than an online shopping business. It's your guide to a new way of life. Nowadays, we live in a constantly and rapidly changing world. Every day, dozens of technological advances emerge, making purchasing decisions very difficult. EAD helps you make up your mind by bringing all the best and latest technological inventions together in one place. With Electronic Editions, you don't have to be a tech expert to shop online and decide which product to buy. Electronic Editions uses simple words to help you make your decisions, right? So let's definitely check this out. So this is our website here. Looks like this is, you know, this is more on the membership, right? Being an EAD club member, right? So looks like to solve all these problems and make online shopping easier and more secure for clients, Electronic Editions puts at your disposal a new online store with a club membership. EAD is the new dark horse in the e-commerce industry, offering a smarter life thanks to technological accessories. EAD is the ideal partner for your online shopping. Electronic Editions is more than an online shopping business. It's your guide to a new life, right? So Electronic Editions, right? So it's more than a shopping business, right? So you know, it offers the Electronic Editions, the EAD club membership, right? So you can definitely see that, you know, you can definitely see the benefits of the membership as well too. So if you click on the EAD club member, so to be an EAD club member, it just starts at $100 to sign up, and it does cost $100 a month to keep the membership. Now with the EAD membership, what are the benefits? So as a member, you can purchase most products in our store at our EAD member price. You will receive exclusive weekly coupons. You will receive loads of free shipping benefits. be able to receive samples of unique technology per month, right? So be able to receive lightning deals where you get access to exclusive deals 1 to 5 days ahead of non-members. And it's a low cost to join and low cost of monthly membership, guys. So definitely check it out. And you definitely get to see the exclusive prices once you sign up for the membership, guys. It's definitely a no-brainer, okay? But that's just going to be all the news we're going to take for today, guys. Honestly, before we close out, guys, we're going to go ahead and with a small little brand video of ours before we close out with you guys, all right? And hopefully you guys enjoy this small little clip. We'll be right back.